Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It's just frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And the pitch to Chris.
Drives it deep to left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Get out the
tape measure long gone to left center.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Center Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks making some major roster moves in the last 90 minutes or so. Blackhawks trade defenseman Nicholas Hjalmarsson to Arizona in exchange for defenseman Connor Murphy and forward Laurent Dauphin. Brandon Saad coming back to Chicago along with Anton Forsberg in exchange for Artemi Panarin, Tyler Mott, and a sixth-round draft pick. They're all going to Columbus. The Hawks will get Columbus's fifth-round pick next year in 2018. Not to be outdone, the Bulls send all-star Jimmy Butler and their number 16 pick to the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for guard Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the number 7 pick. Bulls GM Gar Foreman told Spiegel and Parkins moments ago they got the best deal they could for Butler.
We said that nobody's untradeable, and we, you know, if the right opportunity presented itself, we would jump on it. And this was really by far the best offer we had received, in that we get, you know, three young, talented players that were all lottery picks that have a lot of potential to kind of jumpstart a rebuild.
Foreman also said the organization is all in on the rebuild.
If it's a small window, Jimmy Butler is the best player. And we weren't looking at this in a small window. We were looking more at the big picture. In the big picture, getting those assets we talked about to start this rebuild, we thought was absolutely the right direction to go.
Last night, the Bulls also traded their second-round pick to Golden State for cash. In baseball, Cubs in Miami again tonight. John Lackey gets the start against Jose Ureña. Cubs trail Milwaukee by a game and a half in the NL Central. Jake Arrieta coming up at 2 o'clock with Bernstein and Goff. White Sox open a homestand tonight. They'll send Mike Pelfrey to the mound to face Jarrell Cotton. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And this summer, you've got places to be. Stranded on the side of the road isn't one of them. With vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Marlins at 5:35 here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Brooks Koepka, his girlfriend, Becky Edwards, All-American soccer player at Florida State, pro soccer player.
Joe, that's actually his new girlfriend. That's Jenna Sims. They're all staying together this week.
The remarkable improvement. Got a little help in the back.
Yeah. Startling. Your fan club is still here.
Crosby was never better than this series. Terrific. And I think the whole, the unsung heroes were the defensemen.
You are enjoying what appears to be a slider prepared by a celebrity chef.
These are pretty good.
The gherkins in the middle of that plate.
Are you going to eat those?
Absolutely not.
$5, you eat them all.
Ooh, I'll give you $10 if I don't.
Wait, really?
This is my day.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We get it started for you, the Bernstein and Goff Show, and man, there have been some vistas that we have seen, and certainly that I've seen in 20-some years of doing radio shows, and this may be, there have been a lot. This is certainly one of the best overall views of anything we have ever had from the 21st floor. This is just spectacular. It is the Score and Tito's 25 and 20 year celebration from London House. And man, this
is beautiful.
This is just not to be believed. Just gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, it'd be one thing if we were in a sports bar, and we've been at a lot of sports bars over the years and got a lot of TVs around, but I don't think you'll find too many views that are better than this one. And I pulled up the internet image off the London House website to throw it on my Instagram account. And when I got up here, usually, like, when you see things, they're taking at certain angles and you're like, all right, it's going to be cool, but this is breathtaking. I'm looking forward to doing this show for the next 4.5 hours or whatever time they give us to do this, because we got a lot to talk about today.
Oh boy.
There's a lot of news out there for you, and I was kind of Twitter quiet last night. I didn't listen to a lot of radio or get a lot of hot takes in my system. I talked to a few people today and last night about what really happened with the Chicago Bulls and how this thing is layered. It'd be real easy for us to come on here. I'm not even going to say us. I'll just speak for myself. It'd be real easy for me to come on here and start railing on the Bulls about everything and anything that I've been railing on them about for about 3 or 4 years now. But this is layered. And I'll say, you know what? Get to the proper.
Let me get this out of the way, and then we need to dive into this, because I know we've both been talking to people.
This is super sticky.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we got Chris Mannix from Yahoo Sports at 1:30. Jake Arrieta is going to join us at 2. John Krasinski, the AP writer from Minneapolis who covers the Timberwolves, at 3:00. We will handle all kinds of breaking news if anything else happens on a wild day. And then we're off at 5:35 for Cubs and Marlins. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. And we also have Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show, Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff.
Please tweet me.
I am at Dan_Bernstein. Oh, now today you're asking for it.
Today's the day to come on out. Today's the day that you need to be on the Twitter universe situation, because this is going to be fun today.
The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com, and the video stream at watch670thescore.com. I don't think they're doing it today, but usually there it is. It's brought to you by American Needle. And our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
With the 51st pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select Monte Morris. The New Orleans Pelicans select Edmund Sumner from Xavier University.
Somebody's following Adrian Wojnarowski on his phone.
That was happening last night. That's pretty dope. Shout out to that dude. That should have been done 3-4 years ago,
right,
when it first started.
Why did anybody think to
that's,
do that?
That's awesome. That dude is a star in my book. That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Just screaming out, Alec Peters!
Frank Ntilikina
Dumpe. Yeah, he pronounced his name. I was like, you pronounced it wrong too. I'm not going to try.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Lowry marking it, Jay. What will the Bulls eventually be getting? He's not a shot blocker, but he knocks free throws down at 83%.
83.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't hear it last night.
Oh, come. That was just staring you right in the face.
I get ambushed by the 83s. I know I should know they're coming, but I don't think about it.
83.
I need to be more. Thank you, Tanny.
And our engineer is Eric.
Is he going to the Lakers or not? Have you heard?
I told you. From the words of Zeus, Jesus, everybody said he's going to be a Laker. They told me before they told y'all.
Crazy black
the
ass.
Words
boy.
Of Zeus.
Zeus and Jesus.
And Jesus.
No. Depends on which church you actually go to. Some people go to the church of Jesus, you know, and some people go to the church of Zeus.
I don't really think there are churches that are actively worshiping Zeus.
Hey, I'm sure you can jump online and you can find yourself a Zeus worshiper.
Because most of the Greek churches are Greek Orthodox.
Just actually Tiny Lister from Friday, former wrestler, former WWE guy who was known as Zeus. They worship him. Debo. That's who they worship.
Or maybe it's the Samuel L. Jackson character from Die Hard 3.
Oh, yeah. His name was Zeus.
Name
Zeus? Zeus, like the Greek god, mother. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
careful.
Yeah.
Watch
I got
yourself.
You. Yeah.
So,
All right. You want to do it or you want. Yeah, go ahead.
I wrote it already.
Okay. I didn't catch it.
I wrote it already. I wrote just a short piece already. It's not about the overall return. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We can discuss what they got for Jimmy Butler. And what was described to me by one NBA guy when I inquired as a market that was, quote, less than robust, unquote, was the response that I got.
Yes.
The league knows Jimmy better than we thought they did, and knows a lot about minutes and age and the aging curve on certain kinds of players. They've done their homework around the league. But I don't really think it's about quibbling about the return. To me, it's the fact that they did it. They pushed the button. They did what I didn't think they would do. Now, I don't necessarily trust that it's ever going to work with these guys. Maybe the next guys that come in and who run this will have an opportunity. But here's the bottom line for me. They are no further away from winning a title, and they might, by hook and by crook, and maybe by a little bit of luck, and maybe it'll be the next brain trust, they might have given themselves a chance to get closer to winning one.
I'm with you. And for everybody that was waiting for me to just go, you know, fire and brimstone, scorched earth on this move last night, it's bigger than this move last night. And as Dan just said, from everyone that I talked to last night and up until this morning, I was talking to people at 7:30 this morning, a couple of agents, about what's really happening here. You know, it's the old tale of be careful, you know, going out with the chick that you cheated with, because at some point you're going to find out that she's a cheater too. Well, Jimmy Butler got Jimmy Butlered in this situation. It doesn't take a longtime Bulls fan to connect the dots over the last 7 years to see how this thing plays out. The most marketable commodity, the most important asset, the most available asset that is under control is the most important at the time. Whether it be Joakim Noah and Luol Deng leading into Derrick Rose, leading into Jimmy Butler, and in a surprise to me, the most important asset to Gar Foreman, more importantly than John Paxson, because John is good, but Gar Foreman's last legs are propped, the foundation of Gar Foreman's tenure here are propped under Fred Hoiberg. This was a move to make sure that nothing ever happens like happened last year and 2 years ago to the coach that he brought in to his last move as a Bulls GM. Fred Hoiberg is the most important person in this organization, whether you like it or not. And Fred Hoiberg, after they ran his ass over in the exit meetings, from that
he's
time
still got the tire tracks all over him.
Dan, from that time, and I from the first time I heard it, I was like, come on now. The second time I heard it, I was like, really? And the third time I heard it last night, I was like, oh, this is how they played it. Jimmy Butler, for all the things that he did over the last couple of years to Derrick Rose and to Tom Thibodeau, guess what? It came back on Jimmy Butler, and somebody did it to Jimmy Butler.
It came back in a different way, too, in that as much as you hear the national broadcast and Neil Funk and everybody else about all NBA this and megastar this and superstar that, when I say the league did their homework on Jimmy Butler, they know that he's not as good as he thinks he is. They know that he has a tendency to believe that he's entitled to the trappings of stardom and treatment in a way that aren't necessarily always easy to deal with. That when you look at overall value and overall commitment to somebody,
that's
new.
There it is, Dan. I think to piggyback on that, I think that they are worried that he's just good enough. And the just good enough part is the part that scares them with the Supermax. When that Supermax came into play, and you were talking
so
about
obvious.
It, but when the Supermax came into play, all of a sudden, John Paxson and Gar Foreman, everybody at the Bulls started thinking to themselves, all right, we like him. He talks a good game. He plays a good game. But are we willing to pay this man $200 million for what he's shown us? And it's so crazy.
Of those years, if the years 29-33.
Dan, if Jimmy Butler would have just done what Jimmy Butler was talking about, and not talked about it, Jimmy Butler would still be here, and Jimmy Butler would be getting himself $200 million
what
in a couple
specifically?
Of years. Well, the undercutting of the coach, how they, you know, everything is a test. And I feel like John Paxson and Gar Foreman put him to the test with the Tom Thibodeau situation, and he failed it. But he also...
He can take the test again now.
But that's the thing. He also helped them out in their cause. When it was time to get Tom up out of here...
He flipped on him.
That's what I'm saying.
He was always Thibs' guy.
He failed the test in the long run. He passed it in the short run. This is chess. And Jimmy Butler's been playing checkers for a very long time now, and he got flipped on, and now... whether you like it or not, Bulls fans, Fred Hoiberg is the most important person to Gar Foreman. I don't know to John Paxson. I don't know to Michael Reinsdorf, but to Gar Foreman and whatever he has to hang on to. And shout out to Gar Foreman for finding 15 minutes of his day to hang out with Spiegel and Parkins today and doing what he had to do. And shout out to John Paxson. We got an email out to John Paxson. It seems like he is available for everybody besides us. And hopefully he gets a chance to talk to us before we get off the air today. But these two guys, and more importantly, Gar Foreman, have been playing this thing kind of, you know, with no foresight. But in the end, Jimmy Butler got Jimmy Butlered. And on too many levels, I am not about to rail on this trade. One, you should have done it last year when you had the chance to do it. Now you found out that Chris Dunn can't score the way you'd like him to score on
LaVine
the NBA level. And LaVine is hurt. And you draft Lauri Markkanen, who, you know, a lot of people thought would be there at 11 or 12 if you wanted to trade up the way you did with Doug McDermott. But there's so many things here that for anybody to just go, I hate this or I love this, it's not the move right now. You're smarter than that as Bulls fans. Look at what they've done over the last 7 years and how they've played it PR-wise in the media, in the back channels, with the agents, with everybody, with other GMs, how they played it with Tom Thibodeau, how they played it with Luol Deng, how they played it with Joakim Noah, and they played it that way with Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler, when he started to do the whole, you know what, I need to be coach harder thing, it gave them an opening to send him back to the coach that actually developed him and coached him harder.
You want to be coached harder? Here you go.
The Bulls think they have cover on this. They don't. What they have is a coach that they ran over and then they saw is like, uh-oh, he's still with us. Didn't take the Ohio State job.
Didn't quit after we destroyed
him. Didn't quit.
Yeah.
He's going to ride this thing out because that's a $15 million buyout the last year. Fred Hoiberg ain't stupid either. He understands economics as well. So what they did is, all right, what's our next most important commodity? Well, it has to be the coach now, especially if you're Gar Foreman and you're out of moves. I'm telling you right now, for everybody that was on Twitter and on Facebook and on social media talking about this trade as if it was about Jimmy Butler for Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine, that wasn't what this was. This was Jimmy Butler is not going to be able to gang up with Dwayne Wade ever again on the coach that they need to invest in for the next 2 years at least, and especially if Gar Foreman wants to keep this gig. That's why I'm not happy about this, and I'm not mad about this, because I know that someone is getting fired pretty soon here. Really soon, because this team ain't going to win nothing next year. And the draft pick that was made in Lauri Markkanen, I actually liked him.
I like Markkanen, too.
Would you like, they wanted to keep it funky with you, they wanted Jonathan Isaac. And they were thinking that Orlando might be done with Elfrid Payton, and maybe Dennis Smith Jr. and his workout would slide up there. No, Jonathan Isaac goes six. And it's kind of like Kirk Heinrich and Dwayne Wade. When Pat Riley takes Dwayne Wade, when he's already got Eddie Jones and some other guys in that backcourt, and it's like, wait a minute, I thought they were going to take a point guard. They took a shooting guard. They took Jonathan Isaac. Now you have to take Lauri Markkanen. He was the next thing on their board. But please, please, Bulls fans, don't be stupid about this one. Don't run off into, you know, the forest screaming that you love this trade or that you hate this trade. Think about what this trade did to the hierarchy of the Chicago Bulls and what they've been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. The real reason why they haven't been successful, it hasn't been about the players on the court. It's about the politics that they've allowed to seep into that locker room and actually introduce to that locker room when it came to Jimmy Butler, and then they flipped the script on him.
This segment is brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. It's funny how you use the term Jimmy Butler, got Jimmy Butlered. That can be interpreted in another way, too. He made himself into what he was.
Yes, he did.
He worked very, very hard to...
Respect due.
...turn, you know, a nondescript kind of game, a nondescript kind of body, into a guy who has really maxed out. Gar Foreman used that value.
Oh yeah,
that found value there of a,
found a longer leash.
He aggrandized the value that Jimmy Butler himself made.
Right.
Because he could, because when you ever ask a question about why Gar Forman does something, it's sort of like a bureaucracy. They exist to continue to exist. And Gar Forman has incredible survival instincts.
He's looking for that next extension of the leash.
He came in here like a barnacle on a ship. Like seriously, like a goby that got into Lake Michigan.
I've been watching a lot of SpongeBob SquarePants lately. So when you say barnacle,
think about it though. He was just Tim Floyd's guy.
Five of
brokes. He was
he was on a broach.
He was just one of his guys. Yeah. He came
worked
in
his way up.
Just attached to the boat, and mm-hmm. not and he worked, but he also survived. He also made friends. He also knew what people wanted to hear when they wanted to hear it. I'm not saying he's any kind of evil genius or a genius of any kind, but there's one thing. It always comes down to it not being complicated with Gar Forman. It's about him surviving.
And he's got enough basketball in his system that he can pick a player or two. You know, is he going to hit on everyone? That's what I'm saying. He could pick a player or two, but is he going to hit on everyone? No. And especially when you want John Paxson to, you know, be kicked upstairs and not to deal with the media, he's fine with dealing with the media. He'll talk to you, and he'll answer your questions for 3 minutes at a time so you can only get four or five in. Next thing you know, the interview is done. We've heard that. We've seen that before. Let's stop acting like this is Ames, Iowa. No, this is not that. This is the third market in the country. We understand. We've seen this before, and we've also seen a star press a front office before. And the moment Jimmy Butler had, and from what I hear, Jimmy Butler had that conversation with Jimmy Butler. And the moment he brought that to them, like, all right, so what's next, fellas? They were like, uh-oh, he's wisened up. He's not good with the you know the 90 mil and the Jordan contract
and the 40 wins
and the 40
and the first
wins
round out.
The moment Jimmy Butler had them come meet him, they knew that they had a monster on their hands, and they knew that that he wasn't going to be controllable the way they'd like. And they Jimmy Butler.
And don't worry about the value necessarily that they got for him was the market. I heard Casey Johnson say it. That was the market.
Yeah.
The league knew that he was a huge part of two first round punk outs too. You don't think people people saw that. People knew what was going on and knew what was involved and knew who was after the fact. Oh, my knee hurts.
I know we got to get to break here, but with the details, I got to be honest with you. This was done around 2 o'clock yesterday. I got a text yesterday and I did not go with it because I wanted to get a second source on it. And there was also the Phoenix aspect of this. When you ask about that 16th pick, it's because the Bulls asked for two players. The Bulls got antsy and got real squirrely and started asking about things from Phoenix that they were never going to get. And Phoenix said, no, okay, we're done with that. No fourth pick, no Marquise Chris, and definitely not the player you're asking for. And then Minnesota came back on this. But this isn't some, you know, 2 minutes before the draft thing. This thing was decided around 2 or 3 o'clock yesterday, our time, and the Bulls had it a long time. Don't worry about them not talking to Lauri Markkanen. A lot of teams draft players they don't bring in for interviews. They do their due diligence. Do you trust them to do theirs? That's on you to try to decide. But this has happened before, but this is more than just what they got back from Jimmy Butler. This is about the tone that this front office has set for almost a decade now.
Bernstein and Goff from the rooftop of the 21st floor of London House. You should be here celebrating a 25th anniversary and a 20th anniversary with the Score and Tito's.
Yeah, shout out to Tito.
Come have yourself a mule and start your weekend with us on the Score.
Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Last night's NBA draft did not feature any earth-shaking surprises, for which Knicks fans in particular should be pretty grateful. Washington guard Markelle Fultz, one of a record 16 freshman first-rounders, was selected first overall by Philadelphia. No surprise there. In fact, the only people who seemed to feel any suspense about the move were Fultz's own corporate sponsors. With their obvious guidance, Fultz posted on Instagram showing him wearing their watches on each hand. The caption read, excited to head to, and then it had city in parentheses. The next sentence began with the watch company brand name, followed by, is helping me getting started with my, and here it said, team name in parentheses, watch. Hopefully Markel will create a template of his own on the court with the Sixers. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and there's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off of MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's a long time for no financing. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Fire.com.
Hits Boxing returns to the Dome in Rosemont Friday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. Tickets at hitsboxing.com. Boxing, it's better live.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, yeah, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
I'm moving on.
When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free, an agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service.
I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Not be disappointed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
1:34 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Center Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com. If you turned on your radio today expecting to hear about nothing but the Jimmy Butler trade, the Blackhawks have something to say. Today, the Hawks traded both Nicholas Hjalmarsson and Artemi Panarin. Hjalmarsson heads to Arizona in exchange for defenseman Connor Murphy and forward Laurent Dauphin. Meanwhile, Artemi Panarin is going to Columbus along with Tyler Mott and a sixth-round draft pick this weekend. Brandon Saad coming back to Chicago along with Anton Forsberg. The Hawks get Columbus's fifth-round draft pick next year in 2018. Meanwhile, Andy Strickland of 590 The Fan in St. Louis says the Blackhawks are strongly considering unrestricted free agent TJ Oshie to replace Panarin in Chicago. The Athletic's Scott Powers reporting that Marcus Kruger is still likely to be traded. The Jimmy Butler era in Chicago is officially over. The Bulls sent Butler and their number 16 pick in the draft last night to Minnesota in exchange for guards Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the number 7 pick. The Bulls used that pick on Lauri Markkanen out of Arizona. GM Gar Forman told Spiegel and Parkins today that he's tired of everyone bad-mouthing the Bulls.
It's easy to fire a general shot, you know, for whatever reason. You know, obviously, you could ask them. I'd like to know more specifically exactly what they're talking about.
You can hear that entire interview at SpiegelandParkins.com. Bulls traded their second-round pick to Golden State for cash. In baseball, Cubs are in Miami again tonight. John Lackey gets the start against Jose Ureña. Ureña hasn't lost in his last six starts. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 5:35. White Sox open a homestand tonight against Oakland. Mike Pelfrey heads to the mound, coming off his best start of the year against the Blue Jays. He'll face Jarrell Cotton. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, they know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Marlins at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mark.
Sometimes dead.
Oh.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. It is a glorious Friday afternoon.
Beautiful.
And I am looking over these because it is the Score and Tito's Handmade Vodka's 25 and 20-year celebration. They are offering some of their signature cocktails here for an anniversary price.
Oh, so this signature cocktail
anniversary
is
price.
Going Tito's Mules all this time. All
yeah,
right.
But you know, there's so
they can mix it up a little
bit. The actual American Mule, the classic version, which Tito's and the ginger beer and lime juice and the copper cup, you know, thing. But they got the Texas lemonade. They've got the Greyhound with the fresh squeezed grapefruit and a grapefruit garnish. This is not easy.
You know, my peasant drinking will move to the side and get back to some of these Tito's concoctions.
Branch out a little bit.
I don't know. I gotta class it up a little bit. Apparently, out here with Tito's. Now this is a terrific spot, and we appreciate Tito's having us out here. London House is a beautiful, beautiful rooftop bar. Never been here before. Heard great things about it, and it's a great day to be talking Chicago sports because there's a lot going on, as Julie said.
There is a ton. The Blackhawks making moves. They are moving to get younger and work around all of their various salary cap issues. You lose Hossa, you return baby Hossa, right? Is that
back.
The idea?
Brandon Saad, the man crush. He was gone for a year or so, a couple years, so but he's back in tow.
Mott is gone along with Panarin, mm-hmm. and it brings back Brandon Saad. So now is that also an effort to resurrect Jonathan Taves? You put him back on his wing and hope.
Very, very casual.
Are we gonna do all our copy-ups
again? I'm just being
real
with you.
All of our disclaimers.
Hey,
you don't know hockey.
Right, Artemi Panarin, sniper, love him on a certain end of the ice.
The one leg, one timer.
Brandon Saad seems like he's a guy that plays at both ends of the ice, and he's a big rugged man. I need Brandon Saad to be protecting guys like Patrick Kane. Not on the fighting goon tip, but he's got a little physicality to him. I like Brandon Saad. I like what he was going to be. So I'm happy that he's back. And of course, you know, the NHL crushes its good teams because of all the cap considerations that have to come into play every single year.
We've got Jake Arrieta coming on at the top of the hour, but right now talking about the big shift in philosophy by the Bulls. It comes down to this. They wanted to trade Jimmy Butler. All the things they said and all the outs that they left for themselves and all, they were sort of apologetic about, like, well, we have to do our due diligence in case something blows us out of the water. Right. You never say never. That was misleading. They wanted to trade him. This is not a blockbuster deal. This isn't a knock your socks off. This is a 28-year-old guy who had 2,800 minutes last year, who has gotten tired at the ends of seasons, who has been mm-hmm. difficult to deal with in the locker room, who has been part, as I mentioned, of two playoff flameouts where a great player, a supposedly great player, is supposed to be the reason that doesn't happen that way. And everybody saw it. They wanted to do something else. And I don't have a great deal of trust that Randy Brown and Pete Myers are going to shepherd along the next wave of development. You see, Randy Brown's going to coach the summer league team.
Enjoy.
I mean, remember, Randy Brown
it's
only
a Vegas vacation. That's
Randy,
about it.
Randy Brown only had a job because he was broke.
Well, I'm not gonna.
He was hocking his rings.
I understand.
And out of the goodness of Randy,
found himself back into good favor with the organization.
Out of the goodness of Jerry Reinsdorf's heart, that was a guy who was on the street. And Jerry said, you need a job. Here, come be a special assistant, right? He didn't start off as an assistant coach. They made a job for him so he could have a job.
And he
works his way onto the staff, and now it's like he's coaching the summer league team. Come on. What are we really talking about here?
What we're really talking about is an organization that for years has been fooling itself and seemingly thinking that the fans, other than the 19 or 18,000 that go to the UC, are stupid. Last year, we heard all the things about we're going for it. We're not going to rebuild. We're not going to tear this thing down.
We believe in our core that includes Pau Gasol.
For
the
last 3 years, you can just look at the talk and look at the rhetoric of, we take calls on everybody too. Yeah, there's some interesting offers out there too. Yeah, we made a trade. Like they've been ramping up to this because they were building a guy and he was building himself and they understood how good he was. But he was just good enough. He's only good enough. And listen, The Bulls could be bad for the next 5 or 6 years. I don't know if this thing's going to work, and I don't know if the people that are making the, that were making the picks last night going to have jobs after next year's draft. I don't know that to, for with any certainty. But what I do know is it's very, very interesting to me that the same way the last four faces of this franchise have been taken out, this guy was taken out the exact same way. And I'm not saying Fred Hoiberg did anything to undercut him, but you know, all the mentions and all the whispers and all, you know, going on Jimmy Kimmel and all the, it got to be a little bit too much for Gar Forman and John Paxson. And then on top of it, if he was good enough, which he probably, he was going to get numbers this year on this team. He was going to get numbers again, and he was going to be you know, a third team all NBA guy again.
After Wade,
and you were going
to
have to give him $220 million.
That'd be stupid to do that.
Man, stop it. And now, if you really want to look at it, you're about to go to Minnesota. Minnesota plays in an entirely different conference. Good luck making the All-Star team as a backcourt member of the Western Conference. Damian Lillard can't even sniff an All-Star team in the Western Conference.
I didn't even think of that consideration.
That's the thing, too. Jimmy got this call at around 2 o'clock in the morning, Paris time, so he might have been just getting out of his romp him, you know, and settling down, and he got the call, and Jimmy's not very happy, and if, as you can see, Jimmy's trainer is definitely not happy because Jimmy's trainer likened Gar Forman to a drug dealer, which,
well, I mean, there's some, you know, business sense, financial sense.
Again, I know drug dealers who kept their word a little bit more than my man Gar Forman, but this whole thing, yeah, you can be mad in the short term, but get over that. I'll let you do that last night. When this morning came, you should have gotten over that and really read the tea leaves. And as a Bulls fan, unless you got dropped here in the last year and a half or so, as a Bulls fan, you can see how this team has carried itself and how this organization has carried itself and this front office has carried itself. They ran over a coach that they finally had to pick. They had to pick him over their best player, and they were not going to have happen what they had happened last year. And the fact that Rajon Rondo and those young kids got the reaction that they did locally and nationally with that Instagram post, Jimmy and Dwayne Wade were taken aback a little bit, and the Bulls front office was like, after they went off, like, oh, my God, I can't believe Rajon did that. They were like, yo, this is this didn't happen for them like they thought it did. They had to split that two up.
When we come back, I want to play a little sound from the Cubs game last night ahead of Jake Arrieta on the score.
Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
This is Jason Goff here, and there's a ton of reasons why you should choose Xfinity over AT&T or any other dish provider. I'm going to give you some right now. Xfinity Stream app and being able to watch TV in-home on your mobile devices or offline while you're away from home. I usually do it when I'm waiting for a haircut or in the line for a car wash or an oil change or something like that. Or the super fast internet. This is what Xfinity is known for. Their internet is faster than any of these other cable providers where you feel like you're on dial-up, especially if you're a gamer or you got a bunch of different tablets and phones in a household or you got kids who need homework done. Can't be waiting on the internet. And thousands of movies and TV shows on demand. I told you, I just finished up American Gods. I can watch any movie from their new and premium network movies file that I want at any point in time. And the millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation that you can connect to while away from your home, which helps save data on your phone. I'm telling you, Xfinity is the way to go right now. Hurry up. Make the switch. Go to Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months or ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet now with speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. That's Xfinity.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
With hundreds of specials at Macy's, it's definitely time to shop. Hurry in for the best selection on incredible specials for you, your family, and your home. Men's designer suits and separates, 65% off. A great collection of shoes for her, 40 to 50% off. Home specials like comforters, 60% off. Plus, use your Macy's Carter Savings Pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Exclude specials. It's time to shop right now at Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off sale prices.
Meet Lauren Askenosi of Askenosi Chocolate.
Our dream is to make chocolate that not only tastes good, but does good. We source our cocoa beans directly from small farmers and share the profits back with them.
At American Family Insurance, we believe your dreams are the most valuable things you will ever own. So today, we're supporting Lauren's dream.
If people want to get involved, they can just buy some of our chocolate.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 621 to 627. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.
On the next 48 hours, confessions of a real estate agent turned serial killer. My golf game was weak. My kill game was good, the cold-blooded killer tells investigators.
I wonder what a mother says to a son after he tells her, I killed 7 people.
Oh, my God.
And the dramatic rescue of the young woman he chained by her neck in a shipping container.
I realized that I had to stay alive in order to be found.
A new 48 hours, Saturday on CBS.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. 1, 2, 3 times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Offer any combo meal.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Curveball, strike three called. Arrieta with a backdoor hook.
Bernstein and Goff at London House, enjoying Friday, enjoying some Tito's handmade vodka. This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same day and weekend appointments. You can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. Jake Arrieta is going to join us in just a couple minutes. And before that, I wanted you to hear this. This is Jim Deshays on Comcast Sportsnet Plus last night.
The shorter starts, obviously, a bit of an issue. But in terms of the drop in performance, go back to about this time last year. The dominance that we had seen has started to fade away. The Cy Young year, unbelievably dominant stuff. It's been a stretch of pitching that I've ever seen. The first couple months of last year, he was right there. Maybe not quite as good, but still dominant. Then, I don't know, sometime around late June is when things started to fall apart. It's too strong of a word, but you know, the decline in performance, it's been kind of a bumpy ride for him ever since then, and you've seen this downturn in velocity. So I think he's in a transition phase, really, where he's trying to figure out how to pitch without quite as much oof on his fastball. So we're used to be able to reach back and get you 97, sit comfortably 94, 95. That's not there anymore. So he's throwing more sinkers, more curveballs. I talked earlier about the cutter, giving up some damage on the cutter this year. It was such an important pitch for him during his Cy Young year. So he's trying to, not relearn how to pitch, but just pitch with different stuff. And he has such a complex delivery to begin with. So you lose a little velocity, you try to muscle up to find it, you get out of sync with that delivery, you don't command the fastball, you make mistakes out over the plate, you give up some home runs that you're not used to giving up. And with that, you can understand where the confidence might suffer a little bit too. Guy who's, essentially bulletproof for a year and a half, all of a sudden isn't anymore. That's not to say that he can't pitch at a very high level. It's just he's in a bit of a transition phase. My word's not his. I don't know how he would view it, but that's what I see. He's gotten into more of a curveball sinker and maybe using his changeup a little bit more, even to right-handed hitters. That's something we didn't see him do much of a couple years ago, and every now and then now he'll throw that right-on-right changeup. Jake is so big and strong. He's able to overpower the baseball. His delivery, I think, costs him velocity, which is amazing that he was able to throw as hard as he did. You throw across your body like that, it creates movement, it creates deception. But it probably is not the ideal delivery for delivering velocity.
That is some outstanding analysis from Jim Deshays. Really good stuff.
The delivery costing him MPH is good.
He said his words, not Jake's. We're going to get Jake's next, right here on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg!
Hosted by Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Summer means steak. I know this for a fact because last night I was out back on the grill and it just so happened that I was grilling Omaha steaks and they came out great. And you know Omaha steaks are always great. They're premium aged beef for maximum tenderness. And I've got a package for you that you are not going to want to pass up if you enjoy steak as much as I do. And it's not just steak. It is a combo called the Summer Sensation, and Omaha Steaks is giving you 80% off. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to get it, so keep listening. It's only $49.99, and you say, well, that sounds like a lot of money. It's not when you consider what you get. The summer sensation includes 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 3.5-ounce chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 4-ounce Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 4-ounce gourmet jumbo franks, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus 4 more Omaha Steaks burgers. That was too fast for you to add all of that up, but it's a lot. It's only $49.99. You go to omahasteaks.com. On the main page, there's a search bar. In the search bar, you're going to type Dan B, just those 4 characters. It'll take you right to the summer sensation, and you add it to your cart. Again, visit omahasteaks.com. Enter Dan B in the search bar to get this great package for only $49.99. Have the best summer ever with steaks and more from Omaha Steaks.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, I've been telling you a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business travel and that you get a big gift card every trip you buy. If it sounds too good to be true, you got to believe me. I went to Upside.com to check it out. Super fast searches. Less than 2 minutes later, they gave me a few awesome choices on United and American for flights to Denver. That's where we're going in a couple of weeks. It worked for me and a bunch of big name hotels as well. First option got me a $100 gift card and saves the station over $100 on the plane ticket. Then they showed me options if I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at some other kind of hotel down the block. I get even more in gift cards and the trip costs the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. If you are taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more.